This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It's free throws and face-offs. It's one of our Friday specials. Oh, I'm excited, Jess. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing really good. The weather has been absolutely delightful. I've had time to go out and just breathe and enjoy being outside. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing great. It's finally feeling like spring. It's March, and it's closing off of our winter edition of Free Throws and Face-Offs. You know, here at Busted Pencils, we often talk about extracurriculars as essentials. And I'm excited today because a couple weeks ago, we had the WSU, Washington State University, social media managers on talking about their award-winning team. And it was a great episode because we often talk about how sports are considered extracurriculars, but they're actually essentials. They're opportunities for so many different people and students to get involved, not only with that actual activity, but with the education of young people who are connecting to those clubs, to those organizations, as part of their education. And today we have three guests who are members of that award-winning social media team, Kiana Hammer, Catherine Brissani, and Giancarlo Brissani. Jess, I'm excited because the work that they do for our hockey club as managers, as supporters of the club, as, you know, creative geniuses behind a whole docuseries on a YouTube channel. I mean, it's just been an unreal experience for our club and for our fans out there to have. So I'd like to welcome Kiana, Catherine, and Giancarlo to Busted Pencils today. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing great, Johnny. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm really excited. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to jump right into it. So I'm going to start with you, Catherine, and then we'll go to Kiana and Giancarlo, a little bit different for your perspective too. But Kiana and Catherine, you're both students, you both connected with the hockey club, you're both part of this award-winning social media team. Tell us, Catherine, first, you know, kind of what is it that you do with the WSU Hockey Club?
So my dad and I created a series called Behind the Bench, which basically documents the WSU hockey team and tells their story. Personally, what I do is I film the boys preparing for games and I mic them up, I conduct interviews with them. And once I'm behind that bench and starting to record, I'm just focused on the game and I'm locked in on the action. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. I get to tell the story of WSU hockey and it's a great time.
Yeah, we love it, Catherine. Kiana, what do you do for the social media team?
Yeah, so I also contribute to the YouTube channel. I am doing a series called Meet the Team, Meet the Players, and I get to interview some of the guys and also coaching staff, and kind of get to give another perspective of who these guys are and what they're here for, what they want in life, to kind of give that second level of getting to know the team. But I also, during game day, am a huge part of photography. I love taking pictures, being on the bench just to get, you know, capture the moment. And I also help out wonderful Natalia and Mallory sometimes with some game day stuff and make sure everything's running smoothly.
Awesome. Social media is such an important part of our essential here. You know, at Washington State University, the hockey club is not just for hockey players. It's for all the different folks who connect in and contribute and connect that to their education. Giancarlo, you have a little bit of a different role, kind of a man of many hats with our organization. But, you know, tell us what you've been doing with Catherine and Kiana.
You know, by the way, thank you guys for having us on Busted Pencils. Well, it's a little bit of everything, really, with the team. I've been working with WSU hockey for many years. My son was their WSU's goalie, and then just recently transitioned to the coaching staff. And then Catherine just recently joined WSU. And, you know, my role here is to work with my kids. I got to be honest. That's my thing. I love working with them. I love having this opportunity that not many parents get to have and experience it, working with their adult children, so to speak. And yeah, and like creating content. And you know, it's been a lot of fun with Behind the Bench, working with Catherine and Kiana. it's just a great time. It's been an experience that I'll treasure for, you know, forever, really.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, I know Tim would be asking this question because it's one of his favorite questions to ask, and it's one our listeners love. I'll go to Kiana first and then Catherine. But Kiana, can you tell us something that you've learned or something that's part of what you do with, you know, Meet the Players or with all the different jobs you have with the social media team? How's it connect to your education or what you feel like you're learning at Washington State University?
For sure. I think, you know, definitely the biggest thing I've taken away so far is that it definitely takes a village. It takes all the people supporting you. And, you know, WSU hockey is such a big family, and I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without Catherine's great idea to start the YouTube and, you know, Giancarlo helping her out. And as far as, you know, day to day on like game days, I wouldn't be able to have the opportunities to take the time to do what I love if it wasn't for Natalia and Mallory making it happen. So I think I've learned patience is key, you know, being determined, keep doing what you love because eventually you'll get rewarded. And yeah, just relying on community and the family that you have and just keep going.
Excellent. Thank you, Kiana. Catherine, how about you? What ways does this connect to your experience as a student as well?
Yeah, so it connects with my college experience because it helps me create a community. You know, for example, like I met Kiana through the management team for WSU hockey and she's my best friend here. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of such an amazing team. I've been able to create some really great friendships with the team and gain experience working with people like Nat and Mallory and Kiana. So it's a lot of fun. And yeah, it's also opened my eyes to look into videography more. It allows me to be creative and kind of step into that a little bit more. And I've also thought about potentially pursuing a career in sports management and having that end goal being working with like an NHL team to do something similar to Behind the Bench and create a docuseries.
Oh, that's excellent. I love that. I love that it's inspired you to explore things maybe you weren't even thinking or considering as part of your, you know, career pathway, but you know, you're doing an excellent job, both of you doing so much. Giancarlo, I got to ask you too, because this is a unique perspective, right? You got to talk about the rare experience of a parent getting to work with their adult children and being such part of this. Like, how do you see the experience that your kids and the kids in the team are getting, you know, as part of this, not extracurricular, but essential part of their education? What kind of values do you see in it?
Oh, wow. You know, I think for me is seeing the boys, right? The team, they've really I've taken a liking to the work that we've done. In terms of education, probably for me, it's a little bit distant, solely because I'm not a student and I'm not there on campus. But as part of the experience itself, you know, like the other day, one of the guys actually texted me and said, "Hey, Giancarlo, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing." And then it got me thinking, this is not about just content. It's about being able to have these memories for the rest of their lives. This is about the experience for them. And I think both Catherine and I, and also Kiana, that's what we're contributing to, a part of that experience, that college experience. And it's a very, what we're doing is kind of unique. I haven't seen anything like it, at least on the PAC. You know, no one's doing a documentary like we're doing. So it's really neat. It's a really great experience. And again, it's just working with the team has been a really positive experience definitely for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, I will echo that. I mean, it is just so amazing to have the memories captured, as well as, you know, Catherine and Kiana alluded to this, like the friendships in the community that young people experience and build when they're participating in more than just going to class. We all know you go to college to learn and you're picking up important information that's going to contribute to your major towards your career. But then those relationships matter so much. Those friendships, those kinds of life skills, the managing of things. How do you, you know, organize a big group of people? And then extra special, Giancarlo, you touched on it. You know, we think of sports often in any extracurricular. We often just look at the outcome, like who won, who lost, or what was the major tournament or, you know, or event that the club participated in. But this shows the behind the scenes, the real sort of magic that happens when you belong to something That's part of your education. That's a huge part of where you grew into the adult you're becoming. So it's so important and it's extra special. And yeah, you're right, Giancarlo. That's why it's award-winning. Is like, there are no other clubs really doing this. There are some, you know, programs out there that, you know, follow professional athletes or that go a little bit behind the scenes, maybe in like following like a high school hockey program in a state or something like that. But this is unique because it really focuses on those moments that I know are forever, you know, part of the memories. They're in the minds of the participants and the families, but this extends it. It helps it. I was thinking this past week, you know, for these guys, especially who are playing, for anybody involved in the club, they're going to be able to show these, you know, YouTube docuseries to their kids, to their grandkids even. Like, these are kind of memories of that moment where you really spent a lot of time learning and becoming who you are. So it's really special. It's more than just value added to the club. It is just phenomenal. So I got to ask you too, as we're talking about this, because it comes down to that joy that Kiana, you and Catherine talked about. Tell us, what is one moment that stands out to you as like your absolute favorite moment so far in working with the club? First Kiana, then Catherine.
Ooh, that's really a tough question. You got me caught up. You know, I'd honestly say my favorite moment, at least this season overall, was probably when, you know, they had just released the Meet the Team video, the first one, and I got a text message from one of the guy's moms just thanking me profusely. You know, she's like, I just want to see my boy succeed, and, you know, you helped our family, you know, really connect to our son and seeing him so happy. And it just really kind of clicked for me that, like, this is more than just, you know, a show. It's so much more. It's, you know, connecting with the people, and it just kind of hit me in that moment. And after that, I was just like, okay, I know what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this for the team and the people, and I'm happy to be here.
That's excellent. Catherine, your favorite moment?
Yeah, I have a bunch, but I'm going to say my favorite moment was probably Winthrop when we played against Western. It was a lot of fun. I really just enjoy filming the guys and getting them like excited about it. Like, I have gotten some pretty good feedback about Behind the Bench, and it's really great to hear it. It makes me want to continue to do it. And yeah, like, I enjoy filming the guys when they score or when they win. Like, it's just, you know, you're telling the story of them and you're capturing how excited they are about playing at a collegiate level. And it's a lot of fun. That's probably my favorite moment. And just with that, I get to know the guys on a deeper level, like being behind the bench. I mic them up and I hear what they're saying. I feel like I'm getting to know them so much more. And I've formed these amazing friendships with them. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm just like glowing. I know you can't see us because this is radio, but if you could, you'd see I'm just elated, because that's such an exciting thing. And I'm glad that you're both having so much fun. Giancarlo, you've got a lot of moments with our club, but, you know, favorite this season?
This season, I think my favorite moment is when Catherine and I came up with the idea of Behind the Bench. Honestly, I think that was a moment born out of an opportunity. You know, Catherine, when she chose to go to WSU, we always knew that she wanted to work with the hockey team. You know, it was something that, you know, her brother was a hockey player, and you know, she's used to the hockey smell, unfortunately, and now that she's on the bench. But I think it was that. It was coming up with ideas as to how we can contribute to the team. And when Catherine said, hey, why don't we do something like Behind the Bench, I was like, yes. And we had no idea how we were going to do it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it was an idea, and it took off. I have no idea how it took off, but it did. And like Kiana said, getting those text messages, not just from the boys, from the parents. You know, I look at it, a lot of times I look at it from the point of view of the parents. A lot of them are not there, and they can't see what we're seeing. So it's given them something to look forward to, and to getting the team a little bit better.
This is excellent. I mean, I appreciate all three of you joining us today, and I can't thank you enough for the work you do for the club, but also for communicating out to all our listeners that, you know, when we think of athletics or we think of activities that are school affiliated, we often just think of like the direct participants. We don't think of all of the different folks who contribute to what a good education is. It's part of an education. Here at Busted Pencils, you know, we say it's not an extracurricular, it's an essential. So I'm going to tie it back to that, especially for Kiana and Catherine, for you two. I want you to kind of think and share with our listeners, what's one lesson that you've learned from the things you're doing this year that you see you carrying forward into your career, into your studies? What's something that you learned as part of the team that you want to highlight as like a lesson that you're carrying forward into your career aspirations? Kiana, you go first.
I would definitely say teamwork, in the sense that there's always going to be something going on. And, you know, it's your job to carry yourself in a way that you feel confident in, and that, you know, you face every obstacle with, you know, your goal in mind. But also, you know, it doesn't take a lot to just be kind and just to take a minute and understand the situation. And I think as far as where I want to go in my career, I hope to, you know, be a part of multimedia journalism and sports. And, you know, there's always going to be something. So I think perseverance and, you know, knowing how to work with the team, even if not everything is going as you want it to go, is a huge lesson that I have learned that I want to carry forward.
All right, Catherine, your lesson.
Yeah, to follow up on that, I would say teamwork is just super important when it comes to this team. And I guess what I would take is working with people and making sure that you're navigating other people's schedules, and especially interviews. Like, it's really hard to navigate people's schedules and how, you know, they're having to balance school and playing at a collegiate level and practice and games. So I'd take just time management and teamwork from this team. Those are probably the most important lessons and skills that I've taken from this.
I love it. And Giancarlo, you're special here. All right. So as a parent,
especially in a lot of places, John.
Yeah, man, you're integral to this. So for our listeners listening here, you know, too, the idea, like, you've gotten to witness, you said, like, your son be part of the organization, now your daughter an integral part of the organization. You know, as a parent, you know, we get to watch our kids learn, and we get to see what are some of the biggest lessons you've seen your kids take away from being part of the hockey club?
Well, I think, you know, and they're different. You know, Kane was a player. He's now a coach. I'm incredibly proud of the leadership role he took with WSU. It really, I think it showed him leadership. And with Catherine, you know, I think she stepped up to do this series, and it has shown me how resilient, how flexible, how she's able to pivot and fill in those spots and just be flexible. And that's really, really important. Now, you know, I work, I'm a professional. Being flexible is probably one of the most critical elements of being out there in the working world.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough. What Kiana, Catherine are doing here, and Giancarlo, your time as well. And it's thousands of hours of footage. It's all kinds of behind the scene time put in between whether it's Meet the Players production or the behind the bench, not just the video editing, but all of the recording, all of the organizing, all of the scheduling, all of the managing, all of the communications. It's a huge amount. Like, it's tremendous skill set that I know that you'll carry into your lives as professionals as you grow and continue to, you know, contribute to what it means to be a Washington State University student. You know, I'm always going to say go Cougs. So go Cougs, and thank the three of you. Thank you for busting pencils with us today.
Thank you for having us, Johnny.
Thank you for having us.
And now for your moment of zen. We don't have to engage in grand, heroic actions to participate in the process of change. Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Busted Pencils, Free Throws and Face-Offs with members from the WSU's award-winning social media team. And remember to grab great podcasts chocked full of more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course on the Civic Media website. Hey, don't be late for homeroom on Monday, and be sure to grab next week's class and session on Wednesday. And if you don't already know, I'm going to remind you that you can catch Busted Pencils 3 p.m. Central Time every Saturday across all the Civic Media network stations for an hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.